Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Biden is meeting with Democratic senators at the White House to discuss his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. He met with Senate Republicans Monday to discuss their $618 billion plan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warns it's insufficient.
There is not one person in America, in my judgment, whose life hasn't been significantly changed by this awful crisis.
Behind-the-scenes talks continue between the White House and Republicans. The House Republican caucus is due to meet today to discuss the futures of its own chair, Wyoming's Liz Cheney, as well as Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports the two congresswomen are challenging the foundation of the GOP from opposite directions.
Liz Cheney has faced backlash for her vote to impeach former President Trump for his actions on the day of the Capitol insurrection. Cheney is the number three Republican in the House, and many in her party are calling for her removal from the leadership team. Meanwhile, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is under pressure to take action against Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's come under fire for resurfaced content of her pushing baseless conspiracy theories, making racist comments, and liking social media posts that called for violence against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Democrats have introduced a resolution to remove Greene from her committee assignments. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
The Biden administration has formally extended the New START treaty with Russia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports it's the only remaining arms control agreement that caps the world's largest nuclear arsenals.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken says Biden is promising to restore U.S. leadership on arms control, and the first step is extending the New START treaty for 5 years. He says it allows inspectors to have eyes on Russia's nuclear forces and facilities until 2026. The New START treaty was due to expire this week. The Trump administration tried but failed to negotiate a new deal, one that would also cap China's nuclear arsenal. China didn't come to the table. The Biden administration says it will use the time provided by the five-year extension for more talks with Russia and negotiations to reduce the dangers from China's growing nuclear arsenal. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court has canceled oral arguments on two Trump-era immigration cases, one concerning funding for a border wall, the other Trump's Remain in Mexico orders for Central American migrants seeking asylum. Lower courts ruled against the Trump policies, but the high court allowed them to stay in effect during the appeal. Since then, President Biden reversed both policies via executive action. This is NPR. Police in Myanmar have formally charged Aung San Suu Kyi with, among other things, possession of illegally imported walkie-talkies. Myanmar's military placed her under house arrest Monday during a coup. The Kremlin is defending its crackdown on protesters after a Moscow court decided to imprison opposition leader Alexei Navalny. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow. Activists say more than 1,000 people have been arrested since Tuesday and that jails are unable to accommodate the detainees.
The arrest began even before a Moscow judge decided to send Alexei Navalny to prison for more than 2.5 years on a conviction the European Court of Human Rights has ruled was unfair. After the ruling, riot police filled the centers of Moscow and St. Petersburg, arresting anybody who looked like a potential protester. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman is defending the harsh police tactics, saying they are necessary to stop unauthorized rallies. The police crackdown on Navalny and his supporters has sparked outrage in the European Union and United States, which the Kremlin calls interference in Russia's internal affairs. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
President Biden's nominee for Secretary of Education testifies today at a Senate confirmation hearing. Miguel Cardona is expected to face questions on controversial issues, including President Biden's promise to reopen schools within 100 days of his inauguration. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.